We hear the way the numbers finished up in Chicago, and they did have some problems at the end of the afternoon, although there are settlement prices available. We'll try to talk with Wayne Nelson a bit about what happened and why it's a first in Chicago. Nearby contract in the May for the soft red at $6.81. That was up 4.75. July at $6.89.25, up 5.75 for the day. Hard red at 7.41.5, finished 2 higher. May corn futures at $5.07, up 7.75. July at 5.13, at 7.75 higher. September futures 5.11.75, up 6.25 for the day. And December, that's your new crop at $5.13 in the corn pit, up 7.5. March futures at $5.20, that finished 8 higher. May beans at $14.82.5, up 18.25. July at $14.61.5, up 13.25. And the August futures $13.83.25, up 10.5. November beans, $12.17.5, 9.25 higher. Bean meal at $4.78.10, 3.80 higher. Bean oil at $42.11, up 68 cents. Live cattle futures from the CME Group finished the June contract at $135.27.5, 35 cents higher. May futures in the feeders at $178.87.5. They finished up 2.5 cents. And lean hogs for the day at $123.30 were down $1.72.5 on the afternoon. Of course, you're listening to the Closing Market Report. It does come to you from Illinois Public Media. Right now would be a really good time to dial in your support. This is our Spring Pledge Drive. 217-244-9455 is the number to call in support of agriculture. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, is on the phone line for Tuesday afternoon. Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, so you told me just before we went on the air, and I was a bit busy during the morning doing some other things for the College of ACES and U of I Extension. I didn't look at the numbers, but apparently the end of the day was a little odd at CME Group.
Yeah, we noticed that things didn't seem to be looking right for the last about 12 minutes of the day, and we got a little notice here that said that they had technical difficulties and they weren't trading electronic corn, wheat, milk, and livestock, and a few things like that because of technical difficulties, and that they finished trading those in the pit, which generally only is handling about 10% of the business anymore. So quite a little disturbance there. We continued to rally beans on the electronic one through the rest of it, and then of course the corn and the wheat popped up a little bit over in the pit trade for the end of the day. So, but a lot of strength shown at the end of the day today in all three of the grains.
Oh, an odd one. So what that really means is the people that normally might go in through the electronic side didn't get fills then, did they?
If you come at the end of the day, we had a couple guys that were wanting to see the close and put some option orders in, and basically we didn't know that they were still trading at the pit until basically it was about too late. So it was just one of those things that was very confusing to a lot of people at the end of the day.
So for those who don't know, as they changed over from the open outcry to the electronic trade, that changed the way you do business there at your office, and things sometimes go in through electronics, but they used to always go in by a phone call, if I remember correctly, and well, those people who were still making phone calls were still trading this afternoon, I suppose.
You know, if you called the right place, if you called down at the pit, why we could still put orders in there, and we still do use the pit for a lot of option orders and things that way because they're a little more flexible than a computer is at times. Mm-hmm. But you know, quite a differentiation. But it looks the way we finished trading today that along with the unrest and the Ukraine and the report tomorrow that people are looking for a little bit of a bullish attitude after we see the numbers at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, so we do have a report tomorrow at 11 o'clock, as you mentioned, World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates that give us an idea where we stand at the moment and what we think the ending stocks will be by the time we get to the fall of this year, what's left over for corn and soybeans. What do you think the numbers will turn up for both of those?
Well, you know, the average guess is a 139 carryout on the beans, and that's sort of tight. I mean, you know, we can get a little lower than that, but that's the time we like to be. It's going to be the question mark is the exports are all looking very good in corn and beans both, and will they put up the imports on the beans to get us there? Will they import some meal? Will they cut the usage for feed because of the PED and some things like that? So a lot of things to look over on that. The corn's going to still be, the average guess is a 1.4 billion bushel, and that's still a comfortable number. But a little bit of anticipation that they could increase the exports 50 to 75 million for that, and also along the way the exports continue to look good. And this unrest in the Ukraine lot of ifs on how big a crop they'll get planted.
Yeah, and that's kind of the big thing. And I suppose the big thing is how much corn will they get planted? And if they don't get planted, who picks up the export, extra exports that might come that way? And USA is number one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we did sort of take a little bump today when China did okay and get the deals worked out to import some South American corn and said they'll be going there to look for some more, and it's not as much as the U.S., but been expecting that, but that was a little bit of a blow today to the corn market early.
Hey, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He's out of New Market, Indiana.